Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi, it's me, Natasha. So, today I'm specifically going to highlight something on getting thrown away just like dirt or rubbish by a person you trust in your life. This is a very, very common issue which a lot of us have to go through in every part or stage of our lives. Being attached to somebody we trust, be it long or be it short, giving full trust and love and compassion to this person doesn't do justice, because it seems that the person that you love the most, you feel, tends to actually break your heart apart. When we go through heartbreaks like this, we tend to not have enough sleep, we tend to not have enough rest. You know, you're always facing anxiety, you're always thinking, you know, how would I actually have closure to my life? How do I move on? I have to say, I've been through this, and it's never going to be easy, and it's tough the few days, but you just have to get over it. There's no such thing as not having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best thing that you can do is, when these things happen, it is also a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is a time for you to repent and to go back to Him. So what I would actually do is, I would try to do, you know, making an effort to do istikharah, tahajjud, even ruqiyah, my heart as well, and not forgetting my morning and afternoon askars. Believe it or not, when you set your heart at the right intention, you will wake up automatically. In my part here, I would say that it happened as well. I didn't have to have the alarm clock on me, because I tell myself, Ya Allah, I just want to talk to you, and give me a sign, give me a message, and this is what istikara is for. So for the women who actually are facing their period cycle and stuff, there's no reason for you not to wake up for tahajjud, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the lowest of heaven to specifically listen to His servants, for Him to know that you're calling out for Him. You know, I've seen miraculous things happening, and basically you get your answers right away, and it's happened to me. Even to me recently, I've been doing this so frequent, and Allah gives me these messages right away in the same day, and it actually gives me closure. And you need more closure as soon as possible. You wouldn't want to actually just rely on things to happen, or miracles, or even hope. And the other thing is to actually speak to one or two trusted friends, you know, to ask for their opinions on heartbreaks. What do they think about it? Whether you should move on or stay, and just ask them from their experiences, you know, and things like this actually does make you feel much better. So this is pretty much the kind of tips I would actually give to you guys who are facing heartbreaks. I mean, don't give up, because Allah has better plans for us and better people to enter our lives and our hearts, and to give us the better things for our dunya and our